Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Just want to say happy Sabbath to each and every one of you, and just want to welcome you to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I pray that all is well with each and every one of you. Amen. And we have to continue to keep each other in prayer. We doesn't know what our brothers and sisters are going through day to day. We might not know all the names, but we ought to keep each other in prayer that the Lord will help us. Amen. And we will start shortly as everyone is coming on, joining us. We will start shortly. So I will play another song, and then I'll open with a word of prayer.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child, and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. His child, and forever I am. Redeemed, and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know
Amen. Amen. Let's start with a word of prayer, giving thanks to God, our High Priest, our Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Amen. Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for this new day, this Sabbath day of rest. We thank you for this day that you have set aside for each and every one of us, because you know what we need, our bodies, our mind. We need to be to rest and to stay upon you, O Lord. 6 days have you made heaven and earth and all there that is in, and rested on the Sabbath day to be an example to us, Lord. Things that you want us to do, you yourself do, Lord, so that we can follow and be obedient. It is for our own good. I ask that you will bless each and every one that's on the prayer line now, those that will be joining us, hasten their footstep, Lord. Bless those that are joining us via the internet or that will listen to this rebroadcast. Bless them above what we can ask, Lord. Be with the teens. Be with the children, O Lord. Be with those that are sick also. I pray that you will heal them according to your will, that they will make the decision to eat right, to change their diet if that's what it takes, Lord, to adhere to the 8 or the 10 law of health, O Lord. Our body, we know, is a temple of the Holy Spirit, so we cannot do whatever we want. And please forgive us where we have failed and come short and did not know of these things, but now we know, and we ought to make a decisive change to please you. And we ask you to help us to make that change. Bless the speaker that will be coming on this evening, Lord. Fill him with your Holy Spirit. Bless each and every one that share, those that are listening, oh Lord, that we will all give you glory and praise, that we will be unified. Oh Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit will come and gather with us here as we continue, Lord, in this worship and giving praise and thanksgiving, our testimonies, songs of adoration and praise to you and only you, Lord. We thank you again. We praise you and we glorify, we magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will read. Amen. I will read Council on Sabbath School Work. The Sabbath School is an important branch of the missionary work, not only because it gives to young and old a knowledge of God's Word, but because it awakened in them a love for its sacred truth and a desire to study for themselves. Above all, it teaches them to regulate their life. It's holy teaching. So the Sabbath school, reading the Bible, the spirit of prophecy, studying the word deeper, and it's a blessing to all who participate in it. Amen. And I'll read, and this again is from Council on Sabbath School Work. And it said, this is Sister White, I feel a deep interest in our Sabbath schools throughout the land because I believe them to be instrumentalities of God for the education of our youth in the truth of the Bible. Constant effort should be made by both parents and teacher to interest the youth in matters of eternal importance. As mother and father, grandparents, aunt, uncle, cousin, we are to do the same thing to those around us, especially the youth. The Sabbath School is a missionary field, and very much more is of a missionary spirit should be manifest in this important work than has been manifested in the past. So we should want to teach the children, teach the young men and young women, each and every one, how we can grow closer to God and please God in all that we do. And, you know, we have to make sure that we're doing it according to his will. We have to be consecrated. Amen. So this is such a blessed reading for me. And I'll just read one more. Please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading so that you can share at this time. And also say the Sabbath school should be a place where the jewels of truth are searched for and rescued from their environment of error and placed in their true setting in the framework of the gospel. Precious gems of truth long lost sight of are now to be restored to the children of God. The theme of justification by faith, the righteousness of Christ, should be presented in our schools, that the youth and children may understand these important subjects, and teachers and scholars may know the way of salvation, scarce an eternal principle connected with the plan of salvation, have long been lost from sight, but they must be restored to their proper place in the plan of salvation and made to appear in their heavenly light and penetrate the moral darkness in which the world is shrouded. And we know that the world is in moral darkness, and we have to bring these gems, these truth back to the mind, to the forefront of every man, woman, and child. Amen? Thanks, the Lord. So I will see if anyone has pressed one. If you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, this is the time to press one so that you can share. As no one has pressed one, I'll read the other paragraph. It said, let the youth take heed to the words of the wise men. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. Let them walk softly, prayerfully, and carefully before the Lord in continual dependence upon him, and at the same time exhorting all their powers, improving all their opportunities, trusting to what the Lord can do with their consecrated abilities. Wow. Let them inquire at every step, is this the way of the Lord? Humility is the character of those who have true wisdom, and no matter what may be their attainments, they will not be confident and boastful. Wow. The Lord called for young men and women to gird themselves for long life earnest labor in the Sabbath school work. Spasmodic effort will not avail to accomplish much good or to make you successful laborers in the work of God. By patient continual in well-doing, you are to become laborers together with God. You are to reckon yourself the servant of God by the day. Be diligent in your work for one day, and see that you make no crooked path for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the path. So, amen. This is, again, counsel on Sabbath school work, worthy of long service. Amen. So, praise the Lord for those counsel that he has given us. We have counsel in the Bible and also counsel in the spirit of prophecy. And there's, you know, complex, different book in the spirit of prophecy. There's different book that Sister White wrote for our learning, for our, knowledge, to gain wisdom and knowledge, and to scriptures upon scriptures, line upon line, and go back to the Bible and search these things out and share and pray about every step that we make, that it will be according to God's will. Amen. So I'll open the first line, 518-482. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Thank you, Sister Carlos, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is Sister Consonelli here. I would like to sing, give praise to God this evening. First of all, I thank him for keeping us safely through another week. And he has brought us here on this line together to give God praise and thanks. And I just want to, his name is worthy to the praise. He is the Lamb. The worthy is the Lamb. I'm going to sing that song, worthy is the Lamb. And if you know, you can sing along with me, because Christ is always worthy to be praised. So that's my favorite song. I'm going to sing that song to open up. I'll sing it with some music. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to sing another song because I'm giving praise to God this evening. Praise Him. Praise Him. To my prayer, for it comes from the honest heart. Declare me innocent, for you know those who do right. You have tested my thoughts and examined my heart in the night. You have scrutinized me and found nothing amiss, for I am determined not to sin in what I say. I have followed your commandments, which have kept me from going along with cruel and evil people. My steps have stayed on your path. I have not wavered from following you. I am praying to you because I know you will answer, O God. Bend down and listen as I pray. Show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways. You have saved with your strength those who seek refuge from their enemies. Guard me as the apple of your eye. Hide us in the shadow of your wings. Protect us from wicked people who attack us, from murderous enemies who surround us. They are without pity. Listen to their boasting. They trap me down, surround me, and throw me to the ground. They are like hungry lions eager to tear me apart. Like young lions in hiding, waiting for their chance. Arise, O Lord, stand against them, and bring them to their knees. Rescue me from the wicked with your sword. Save me from your mighty hand, O Lord, from those who only concern in earthly gain. May they have their punishment in full. May their children inherit more of the same. And may their judgment continue to their children's children. But because I have done what is right, I will see you. When I wake, I will be fully satisfied, for I will see you face to face. And this is my desire this evening for each one of us, that when the Lord comes, we would be prepared to see him face to face. And this is my little admonition to you this evening. Let's continue to praise God and give him thanks every day, every moment of the day, because he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Have a wonderful Sabbath, everyone.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for those words, for the song, and for the reading. Praise the Lord. God is truly, truly good. And yes, we should say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And we should give thanksgiving and honor to God, because we're the reason he's still here. We're on borrowed time. He's still being long-suffering with each and every one of us. Lord, help us to get it right so we can go home. Help us to evangelize. Help us to finish your work together so that no one will be left out. Amen. So, again, thank you again. I'll go to the next caller again, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath. Amen. 518-951. Your line is now open.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved sister and brother. Amen. Flight. This is Sister Powell. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for hoping in my line. And thank my dear beloved sister for those two beautiful songs and also the reading and encouragement. God is so good. My dear beloved, I can say I feel a little better. I give God the praise, the great physician. You know, he is so good. He is so great. And I can just give him all the praise because I know I have felt much better. And I just want to tell him thanks for what he has done. I will just sing this little song, my sister, and I will just have a little reading. Encamped along the hills of life, he Christian soldier ride, and pressed about to hear the night shall veil the gloomy skies. Against the foe advice below, let all our strength behold. Faith is the victory that overcome the world. Oh, faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcome the world. On every hand the foe we fight, draw up in dread array. Let tens of peace be left behind, and onward to the free. Salvation hem lit on Egypt, with truth all part above. The hurt shall tremble neath dark dread, and echoes with our shout. Oh, faith is a victory. Victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raven shall be given. Before the angel he shall know, his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love afraid, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Oh, faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Oh, faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Praise the Lord. Faith is the victory, the only victory that overcomes the world. Thank you, Jesus. I will just do this little reading. You hearing me, Sister Carla? I don't hear something. Amen.
Yes.
Sister Carla?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. I was on mute. Amen.
Okay. All right. Let me just do my little reading here. What the Bible says, you know, God promised us that he is going to seal his people. And as the song says, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And all we have to do is to believe in what the Lord said. The Bible tells us there is to be a special sealing work in those last days. What the Bible told us, the Bible tells us that there will be a special sealing in the last days, just before the restoration of Jesus in the cloud of heaven. And it said here in Revelation 7:23 and Ezekiel 8:16, And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice in the four seas. And he cried in a loud voice of the four seal of the living God. Of the four angels. Sorry about that. Right, he said. And I saw another angel. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, saying, hold not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servant of God in their forehead. And that is found in Revelation 7:2-3 and Ezekiel 9:1. My dear brothers and sisters on the line here, I'm just praying that God will pour out his blessings upon us. God wants to heal his servant. And I know I'm one of his servants, and you all are one of his servants. And all my prayer and desire in my heart that I will stand guard, that the Lord hearts peace. Angel, hold back these seals. Roll back this strife. Hold back all what is going to happen because he has to seal his people. So I thank God for those promises. And I know if we are faithful, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line, we will be sealed. We will be there to share your goodness and also to look in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes. And my prayer tonight is for us, all of us, to be ready for that great day. And I will have a word of prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We want to thank you that we can call you Father, Lord, and that you can call us sons and daughter. We want to let you know this evening as we come this blessed Sabbath evening to tell you, Lord, how much, dear Father, we appreciate the things that you have done for us, the blessings poured out upon your sons and your daughter on this land. We want to thank you for the blessings, Lord, of food, the blessings of shelter, the blessings of peace, the blessing, Lord, of your diseases that was on us, Lord, in myself, and the blessing of your healing power, Lord. I want to thank you for traveling mercy from all of us on this land. Some of us, Lord, went to work, Lord, from Monday to Friday, and you took them back home safely on the road. We want to thank you, Father. We want to thank you for salvation. We want to thank you for forgiveness, Lord, as we confess our sin and our shortcomings. Lord, you hear and you take those sins, Lord. And you told us you will show it in the deepest part of the ocean. Lord, so we want to give you praises this night. We thank you, Lord, for this blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us, that we can join at this welcome table and we can sing praises, Lord, read your scripture, and to tell you, dear Father, that we appreciate what you have done. We thank you, Lord, for the obedience, Lord, in your word and the command that you have given unto us to seek souls out there, souls in the wilderness, Lord, souls at our workplace, souls at the school, Lord, our children, Lord, our sons, our daughters, our nieces, and our brothers, that we can share, Lord, your love, your truth, Lord, to them, the dying world. Lord, this evening I come before you, dear Lord, just to let you know, dear Lord, for a long life, I thank you, Lord Jesus. There's some news a while ago, one of my dear sisters that I will actually grow up with, not sister in blood, but sister, dear Father, not from the same church, but we are real close sisters, Lord. We remember we work together. We moved from Kingston to the hills together because, Lord, we leave the city and we go to the hill. Sister, sister, dear Lord, where we have meetings together, go on outings together. Also, a sister, dear Lord, when we graduate from the college together. And, dear Father, I just want to give you thanks for long life. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, even when I came here, I remember I left my three younger children there behind, and that sister took my elder sister, Stephanie, Lord, and she was living with them until they actually are ready to take them. And so it's a dear sister, Lord. And I am not praying about the sister because she's gone to rest yesterday. But I just pray, Lord, that the family members will remember all those kindness and love, Lord, that their mother have passed on and leave behind so that they will. I pray this evening for comfort for the children, the daughter, dear Pauline, Joanne, and Lumpy. I pray for their brother, their sons, Lord, Barry, Paul, and Gary, and all the grandchildren, dear Father. I pray for them that you will give them strength that they will overcome. They knew that their mom have lived a good life, Lord, a long life, 94 years, Lord, on this earth. And Father, I just give you thanks and praise. When I do heard, Lord, it was just like a joy, you know, come over, because Lord, I know long life. And I just want to thank you for myself, what you have been doing for me, Lord. I've not been feeling well during a few days, but I thank God for my prayer for my brothers and sisters on this line who prayed for me, and God heard and answered by our prayer. So I just want to thank you. Tonight I lift up Sister Carla, Lord. Continue to bless her. Continue to keep her, Lord. Also, her clientele, Lord, who she deal with those tender, loving, caring way, and everyone who she comes contact with, Lord, and the good that she do, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless her. Also, her children, Lord, Amanda and Nicholas, I place, and her other family members, Lord. We also lift up our dear sister Brenda and brother John. Continue to bless them, Lord, and keep them as they are on the battlefield for the Lord. Continue to pour your blessings upon them, desire that they want to serve you. We lift up our dear beloved sister Katie, faithful servant, dear Lord, on this line, always joining, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing for those two little grandbabies, Lord, and keep them and guide them, because one day those little ones are going to testify about the goodness that you have done for them. And Lord, bless Dominique and keep him, and also the children's mother. Bless and keep, guide, and protect them, dear Lord, that they will continue to follow you. We lift up our dear beloved sister Leola and brother Ray, Lord Jarvis, and Nicole, Amari, Lord Shyla, Lord, and Jarvis Jr. We lift them up to you. Allow those little ones to remember the time when they come on this line, and that they could repeat their little scripture verse and sing their songs, or bring back everything to their remembrance, that they will continue to follow you. We also lift up our dear beloved sister Cancinelli with her wonderful voice, songs of praise, and studying our health tip, Lord Jesus, the faithfulness, Lord, willing to serve you, dear Lord, and a big resource on this line, a fast family, Lord. So we want to thank you, Father, for what you have done. We pray for her daughters and also her son-in-laws. We also pray for her husband and grandchildren, Lord. Continue to bless her, that her light will shine, that others will see Christ and only Christ alone. We lift up our dear beloved sister Barnaby, Father, who are trying to get to her. I have not heard, but I know, dear Lord, that she's okay. So we lift her up, and Lord, as we miss her voice, dear Lord, we pray for herself. We pray for her daughter and also her grandchildren, both here and in Jamaica. We lift up our dear beloved brother O'Neill. Father, continue to bless him. I know that he must feel better, Lord. I didn't get to him, in touch with him, but I know you are God and you are the great physician, so I leave him in your care, and also his children and his siblings. I also lift up our dear brother, Elder Rick, Lord. Continue to bless Brother Rick. His determination is to follow you. We ask you to pour your blessing upon his church, King Barry, and also the members, and those who they are studying with, Lord, to go into the watery grave. We ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to encamp around those young ones so that they will continue to be faithful to you. We also lift up our dear Elder Richards and Sister Richards and the Tennessee group, dear Father. You know every one of them down there, Brother Bryan. dear Father, Sister Harbour, that all the others down there, Lord, we lift them up to you. We and Sister Richards, we also tonight, dear Father, lift up Brother Udi. Continue to pour your blessings, Lord, upon that project, the health store, dear Lord, people coming in. Lord, help them that they will see the light, dear Father, of the truth, and that they will receive the light. And all those who are there, dear Father, encamped around them, we want to thank you for their help. Lord, continue to pour your blessings upon them and allow the light to shine, Lord, and that they will run to and fro, come and tell to the people out there, like the woman at the well, Lord, come and see a place. Come and see a place that can tell me what to do in my with my health and a place what to bring in light to me. So, Father, we ask you to pour your blessings upon them. Pour your blessings upon Melissa and the babies and everyone who is dear, Lord. You are God, Brother Bernard, Mozart, and the others, Lord. We lift them up to you. Father, you know everything, and you know the names. We have Brother Eli as he pray for Javel, Javari, Hisma, Shamiko, Lord Ebony, and his mother and himself, Lord Jesus. We pray for them, Lord, and his willing and determination is for them to join the line. So we place them to you. We place our beloved sister Tamiko to you tonight as she pray for herself. Lord, she is asking prayer for herself. She's asking for Taiwan. She's asking for Keisha. She's asking for Tony and Anthony, dear Lord. And Anthony Sr., she lifts them up to you, Lord. Sister Miriam and Sister Elizabeth Rochelle, who was in the hospital, Lord, we thank you for your healing touch towards her. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon them. Sister Lynn and Sister Payne, we lift up. We have not heard anything from Sister Lynn or Sister Payne. We ask you, Lord, to pour your blessings upon them. Keep them and guide them, Lord, and allow them, dear Lord, as they tarry in the vineyard, dear Lord, that fruit will be, the harvest is ripe. The labors are few, so we ask you, Lord, to bear fruits, Lord. So we just ask you for your blessing towards each one. And we know we have many, many more names, Lord. Those, Sister Dixon, Lord, Sister Naomi, Sister Jahari in Florida, Texas, we lift them up to your Rose, Lord, and Mitchell them. We lift up, Lord, Sister Lovely. We lift them up, Sister Dixon. We lift them up to you, and you can do all things. So, dear Lord, there is a lot of names, Lord, on our lists. Sister Carla list and all the other lists, my list, Sister Tamiko list. There are so many names, dear Lord. So tonight, as the Sabbath is here, Lord, we present all these names to you. You are where you are in the most holy sanctuary. We ask you to hear them and also, dear Father, to answer them according to your will. And we just want to thank you and praise you for this blessed Sabbath day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. I know it was long, but God is good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Prayers are always welcome. And thank you. I believe you cover mostly everyone, so praise the Lord. Now, when it comes to prayers, we have to lift up these people. We don't know what a person is going through day to day or minute to minute. So when the Holy Spirit puts the names upon our heart or the prayer, we have to do it. We have to obey God rather than man. Amen. So Sister Powell did our prayer. So is there anyone else that would like to share? I just want to welcome each and every one of my sisters and brothers. Happy Sabbath and welcome to Advent Light Ministry. Pray that all had a blessed week thus far, and please press 1 if you want to share your testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, a thought from your devotional. So go ahead and press 1. Amen. Thank you. 985-232, happy Sabbath. Your line is open. Sister Brenda, see if your phone is on mute, please. Okay, I'll have to come back to Sister Brenda. I'll go to the next caller. I believe this is Brother Eli, 857-505. Your line is now open.
Hello, beloved. Hello, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I'm going to church today, so lift me up in prayer. So tell Sister Powell, lift up my mom in prayer. Pray for me. Pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer. Don't forget to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. And do not forget to pray for the youth, Sister Carla. And pray for my family, my families, my friends. Lift them up in prayer that the Lord will make them go to church. So please lift them up in prayer. And Sister Carla and everyone on the prayer line, happy Sabbath to all of you, beloved brothers and sisters. May God continue to bless you, and please, Sister Carla, lift up Brother Jari in prayer. Pray for Sister Shamika. Pray for them that they will go to church tonight. Sister Carla, can you pray for them right now? Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Yes, yes. While we are yet speaking, God said He'll answer. And Sister Powell did lift up you and the youth that you pray for, she did lift them up, those that you bring, the names that you bring before the Lord. But I can do a prayer for outreach today. Heavenly Father, I pray that your will be done as Brother Eli going to church this Sabbath evening, Lord. Pray that others may go with him, that other souls will be won for your kingdom, O Father. I pray that the message or the theme will be according to your will, O Lord. And may your will be done in the life of each and every one of Brother Eli's friends, associates, his mom, his family as a whole, his friends, and whoever he comes in contact with, Lord. Help them to come to know you as their personal Savior. Help them that they will give their hearts to you, Lord. And only you, because only you can save them from all that's going on in this world. You are our Savior, our Redeemer, our King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and our end. We thank you ever so much for being a priest. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli. Be safe and be blessed out there as you go to church. I know it's probably cold. I'm not sure if it's snowed out there, but I know it's, the weather's changing. It's pretty cold. Temperature drops at night. It gets foggy and different elements in the weather, so we have to be protected. So I'll go back to Sister Brenda, 985-232. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath. See if your line is on mute, Sister Brenda, or she probably stepped away from the phone. Okay, so she's not picking up the phone or opening her line, so we'll wait. Amen, amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Truly good to be in the land of the living. We have work to do, and we have to ask the Lord to help us. You know, we might not know, Lord, what should I be doing at this time? Who should I contact? Where should I go? Who should I be praying for? And we have to let the Lord lead us. Amen. We have souls to win. We pray that we won't lose any. But if we don't get to some souls in time and they make wrong decision or you know, whatever it is, may the Lord have mercy upon them. I just want to read a part of the devotion from God's Amazing Grace. And it says, I'll start from them in the middle. In the revelation, he declared, blessed are they that do this his commandment, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. Revelation 22:14. As regards man's final salvation, this is the only election brought to view in the Word of God. So in the Word of God, there's no election. They don't vote who should, you know, into woman ordination or vote this and vote that. I mean, we know, you know, a woman shouldn't be an elder or pastor. But there's no voting in heaven except this, the election. Make your calling an election sure. Because once the king, we know our Lord, once he said, thou shalt not, it is thou shalt not. It's, we shouldn't be voting, see who wants to and who doesn't want to. We have to take the Word of God and apply it to our life, apply it to our the church, the whatever is going on in the church. We have to apply it. It's either yes or no. So we have to be very careful. Continue. Every soul is elected who will work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. He is elected who will put on the armor and fight the good fight of faith. He is elected who will watch unto prayer, who will search the scriptures and flee from the temptation. He is elected who will have faith continually and who will be obedient to every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The providence, the provisions of redemption are free to all. Amen. The result of redemption will be joy, enjoyed by those who have complied with the condition. So there's a condition, and there's we have to comply. We have to agree to it. We have to do it. Amen. Just like what's going on in the world. But we ought to obey God rather than men. He's our high priest. He's our king. So we ought to obey him so that his will can be done in our life, brothers and sisters. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1. And I will check. Okay, I'm not sure. Sister Brenda's phone is still on mute, and she had raised her hand, so I'll try one more time. Sister Brenda, 5985232. Your line is open. Okay, she's not answering. 985323. Okay. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. If you have shared already and you want to share in a song or devotion reading, you can press 1 again so that I can open your line. Or if you have a prayer request that you did not submit or even a song of meditation. We know song is a weapon, and songs are powerful. And God said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So we also praise him with our songs, in the way we eat, the way we carry ourselves, in our bodies. We give praise unto the Lord. Amen. And I will open this line again. I think it's Sister Powell, 518-951. Your line is open.
Okay, all right, Sister Carla, this is Sister Forward. I'm going to sing this song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trials and temptation, his severe troubles anywhere. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the Lord of care, Lord of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a soulless dear. Praise the Lord. We have a great friend, my dear brothers and sisters, on this line, that anything we have, we can take it to him. All our trials, all our tribulation, all our pain, all our ache, if we take it to him in prayer and have faith in him, you know, he is able to hear us. That's a loving Father we have. So my desire for each and for myself and each one of us, that, you know what, we should not be stressful. We should not be burdened down, right? Because we have a great friend, a great Father, a great high priest, that we can tell him anything. We can tell him everything. And that friend, that father, that high priest is not going to call Sister Carla and tell Sister Carla what I told him, right? That's the friend we all have. And I'm so grateful for that friend. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, you know, when you really look and saw what God have done for each one of us, right? When you look from, we may find ourselves that we can remember from 3 years, because that is what I remember from those years more than something that just happened. And when you remember from 3 years what the Lord have done, what you have seen, and that you can still remember those things that happened, and you come up into your age of a senior age, and when you look back and you said, Lord, thank you, because if it was the Lord on our side, I don't know where I would be. So I just thankful to know that I love a Father who loved me so much, really, that he gave me these long years, you know, just a long years, you know. I said, Lord, for my reason of strength, you know. And this week I would just share what took place, you know. I was in a high mood this week. I was in a high mood. You know, praising God, having my brothers and sisters on the line in the morning, and we just sharing the goodness of God, studying his word, and, you know, hearing from my daughter. You know, brothers and sisters, when you have whether a mother or a father or a husband or a sister, and we can share on the line, not sharing things that we should, talking about the goodness of God, studying his word. And when I witness what the Lord has given unto me, I just have to say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, that I can call my daughter and we can talk on the phone about the goodness of God. And when anything crisis, and anyone could call and we could go into the word, not our word. You know, so we was an high spirit. We as sister were an high spirit this week, my dear brother. And even though we had a sadness in the family. You know, we were able to cope with the situation, even though it wasn't that great, but, you know, we were able to comfort it. And in the midst of that, I don't know if I share this on the line, but it just happened rapidly. It happened last week while I was talking to my nephew and talked to him, comforting him, and he called me and back, and he said, Auntie, I want something to tell you. And he said to me, thank you very much, Auntie, to take me to church. Take me to church. I remember those words and promises, and that is what those words, the Lord just bringing it back to me, and that is what kept me so strong that I can go through this troublesome time of mourning and grieving. And I said, I pray with him, and I said, okay, my dear, I will on your auntie will be here all the time until the Lord ready for me. That's what I said to him. You give me a call, and you know what? I'm asking you please to draw closer, closer. If the Lord reminding you that, you know, what you used to do, and I would like you to take those children to church, just like how Auntie took you during those years. And my dear beloved brothers and sisters on the line, you know, this young man, his name is Damien. I'm going to call his name because I'm asking my brothers and sisters to pray for him. The other sisters, yes, Lilibet and Patrika and Tashana, those are the sisters. One boy is in it, Damien. And this morning, my dear sister and brother and this life, I was preparing for the Sabbath lunch. You know, I planned to go on this outside, and I said, make I finish my Sabbath lunch before I go on the street. So I was actually on the finishing touch of my Sabbath lunch, and the phone rang, and I answered the phone, and the person said, Auntie, this is Damien. I am telling you, I just said, happy Sabbath. I am bringing in the Sabbath before it even to welcome you and to wish you a happy Sabbath, even though it doesn't come in. And I think it was around 12 o'clock. I said, thank you. It's preparation day, so happy preparation day. Your auntie is preparing for the Sabbath. So, brothers and sisters, let I tell you, let us, despite of how tough it is for us, with especially our loved ones, to, you know, encourage them and share the love of Christ to them. And sometimes they may not respond at the time, but you know what? They are well listening, tenderly listening, you know, to what they have learned and what they have taught. So I am so thankful, my dear beloved brothers and sisters of the line, that Damien remember the Sabbath, and he's saying, Auntie, thank God for this Sabbath, and thank God for the words that all these years, and those are long years, you know, my sister, maybe 20 years ago, or even more than 20 years, you know, because, you know, when they reach to 18, they kind of drift and drift. But although they have, you know, the word in his mind, you know, and what God have done. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to pray, continue to pray for the family. Damien, you know, that's the son, Patricia, and Lilibet and Tashana and Nev. You know, those are the family I knew, and those are the family, you know, like Nev. Rian Hutzel is the father's name, stepfather. So I'm asking you to pray. And brothers and sisters, again, I want to thank you for prayer, because Sister Powell feels much better. You know, especially today, I was able to do my chores, and I was able to go on the street, you know. And I just want to give God all the praise. And thank you again, Sister Carl. And thank you for prayer. Thank all my sisters for who call and really were praying for Sister Powell. I know I have family on this line, and I am so grateful for my family of prayer. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for sharing that powerful testimony. Yes, we ought to always keep our brothers and sisters in prayer. Thank the Lord for strengthening you and hearing about your nephew, you know, showing that he still remembered the Lord and he wants to give his life to the Lord. It might be a struggle, but we know we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. And he said, raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he will not forget. So we see the fruits of the labor. Praise the Lord. And we will keep Damien and his siblings and the family in prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Truly, truly a blessing. So I'll go to the next caller. Amen. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. I believe this is Brother O'Neill. Your line is now open.
Hello.
Amen. Your line is open.
Happy Sabbath.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank God for his grace and his mercy. And I'm thanking God for everything, especially guiding me safely to another week. Last week was my time when I got back my strength, and as I was very not well, and God restored my strength, and it's really, you know, as the tests keep coming, but I'm just keep holding on to God. Just this week, about Wednesday, while I was doing some shopping, and I went into a store, and I got some stuff when I was coming out, and I came out, and when I realized about half an hour to 45 minutes later that my wallet was missing, and I was wondering the last place that I went, the last place I took out my wallet and used it. And I remember, so I returned back to the place. I remember and go back to two places, and when I went and asked them, they saw a wallet at the front desk, a black wallet, they say they didn't see it. So I was wondering where I put it. I was searching the car and all over, and I didn't see it up to this day. So I had to shut down all my accounts and try to get back my driver's license and all those stuff, and put a few dollars in it. But I just thank God that I'm still here, you know, regardless of what happened. But I didn't find it, but I was a bit discouraged at the time because to have to go back through the process to get back all these stuff, you know. And some takes money and it takes time to get them back, you know. And I had to get back a temporary license so that I can able to drive still, because without your license, if you got stuck on the road and you have your driver's license, you can't present it. So let's ask for your prayers, and that in spite of all that the enemy is throwing at me, I will be faithful. But I want to share a quote that I've been reading for my Sabbath study. In the book Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10 and 11 says, prove what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather reprove them. And this quote said here, give me 1 second. It says, the first day of the week, Sunday, it says, this is from the London, the London, Ontario, September 1st, 1923, says, "The church is above the Bible, and the transference of Sabbath observance from Saturday to Sunday is a proof of the positive of the fact, the Catholic record." It says, from this other year, Peter Kramer, he says, "It is always somewhat laughable to see the Protestant churches in the pulpit and the legislation demand in the observance of Sunday, of which there is nothing in their Bible." Catholic Church Extension Magazine, U.S. Give me 1 second. Catholic Extension Magazine, U.S. 1975. He said, here, he says, "Always somewhat laughable to see the Protestant churches in pulpit and legislation demanding the observance of Sunday, of this quote from, you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, the we Lord can hear you.
In 5T, Testimony Volume 5, page 554, paragraph 2 says, "The Lord called out his people, Israel, and separated them from the world, that he might commit to them a sacred trust. He made them the dispositaries of his law, and he designed through them to preserve among men the knowledge of himself. Through them, the light of heaven was to shine out to the dark places of the earth, and a voice was to be heard appealing to all people to turn from the idolatry to serve the living and true God. Hebrews being true to their trust, they would have been a power in the world. God would have been their defense, and he would have exalted them above all other nations. His light and truth would have been revealed to them, and they would have stood forth under his wise and holy rule as an example of the superiority of the government over every form of idolatry." Last one I read here, paragraph 3 says, 455 paragraph 3 says, "God has called his church," and we know the church is that, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, "in this day, in 21, by the mighty cleaver of truth, the message of the first, the second, and the third angels, he has separated them from the churches and from the world to bring them into a sacred nearest to himself. He has made them the dispositaries," same thing, "as he had done to Israel, the dispositaries of his law, and has committed to them the great truths of prophecy for this time. Like the holy oracles committed to ancient Israel, these are sacred trusts to be communicated to the world. The three angels of Revelation 14 represent the people go forth as his agents to sound the warning through the length and breadth of the earth." So the same way God has called ancient Israel, the same way he has called them, called the Seventh-day Adventist Church, through the mighty what? Cleaver of truth. So God has endowed the Seventh-day Adventist Church with light. Many would ask, why is that light is not being propagated as it should? Because the enemy, his ultimate goal is to stop the message, because we know that this message is a message, the three angels' message, is a message that can bring men and women to the knowledge who God is and worship the true and living God. So that's why he's on a march to silence the conscience and to make men in power in the world and in the church to use their influence to destroy the truth. But we know, as the Bible has told us, that the Lord will light up this world with his glory once more. So God is preparing a people to present to the world the true and living God, that man may accept his way. As Timothy says, that God's purpose is for to save all men. But God will not force men against their will. So thank you for opening up my line and keep me in prayer. And also, we ask for prayer for Sister Leola and our family. Earlier on today, when I talked to her husband was in the hospital. You know, she had been released. He had an accident. I don't know if it was major or minor. So I ask for prayer for them, and I pray that everything will go well.
Amen. You said that was for Sister Leola?
Yes, well, yeah.
Wow. And her husband,
yeah, he had an accident earlier today.
Wow. Okay, wow. Yeah, I spoke to her today. It must have been, or was yesterday. It must have been after. Wow. Okay. Keep her in prayer. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing. And we will definitely keep you in prayer. And sorry to hear about the losing of your wallet. This is trying time. The devil is trying to get us tripped up and, you know, just cause us to be sad and to be shaken. Just even today, as I took Sister Payne to the store, we was coming back from, well, we were leaving Walmart, putting the stuff in the car and kind of rushing because I thought it was one stop, but we made a couple stops and Walmart was the last one. And she was forgetting her purse, but then she has another little pocketbook like that she goes into her purse, and she had took it out and it was under her purse and she had left it in the basket as I was taking it back. And I was like, oh, wow, you left this. And she was so grateful. She said her information, her ID and stuff was in there, money and stuff. And she said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. You know, she was just very thankful. So, yeah, we have to be careful around this time. A lot of excitement. We're rushing and, you know, so much going on that we got to keep our mind on present and what we're doing. So I'll open up one more line before we have a second word of prayer. Sister Powell already gave a word of prayer, but I will do a short word of prayer as Brother Yudi is coming on within 5 minutes. So I'll open up this line before Brother Yudi come on. Please be brief. 272-770. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Hi. How you doing, Sister Carla? I thank you so much for opening my line. God bless you.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath to you all, and happy Sabbath to all my dear brothers and sisters on the line. I just wanted to sing a song, if I may.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Standing on the promises, page 518, if anyone would like to join in, feel free. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fail. When the howling storms of death are fearless sail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, my dear sister, for opening my line. And God bless you all. Have a happy and blessed Sabbath. And please, I'd like to say also a prayer request for Sister Viola's husband. I hope that he's doing well. I'd like to lift him up in prayer. And prayer for my family and children and grandchildren. Also prayer for you, Sister Carla, Sister Powell, and for Sister Payne. Tell her I sent my love. God bless you all and happy Sabbath. Love you. Bye-bye.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika. Praise the Lord. Sister Powell did give us about, 20 minutes ago, she did give us a powerful prayer for everyone, but I'll just go ahead and list up Sister Leola's husband and just a few more names. Excuse me. Excuse me. I put some cayenne pepper in my water, and every time I put cayenne pepper on my food, my water, and anything, I just open up my nasal passage, and I sneeze, and my nose will run at time, and praise the Lord, it's the medicine. So that is so powerful for us. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, Lord, is there anything too hard for you? No, the answer is no. There's nothing too hard for our God. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your mercy, your love. Lord, we know that enemy is so busy, Lord, but we want to praise you. We want to glorify. We want to thank you and worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, Father, you said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know we're heavy laden with sin. We're heavy laden with the burden, the care of this earth, oh, Lord. We ask that you will have mercy upon us, oh, Father. Please help us. Please forgive us, Lord. Verse 29 say, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Truly, Lord, your burden is light and your yoke is easy. Help us to take it upon us. Help us, O Father, to strive to be overcomer. Help us to purpose in our heart that we will not sin against you, Lord. Please give us wisdom, understanding, give us strength to overcome sin. Oh, Father, right now, I lift up Brother O'Neill. Thank you for blessing him. I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in his life, oh, Lord. As he said, you have brought him from a mighty long way, even from recovering, oh, Father, and giving him strength. Oh, Father, we thank you for healing his body, and we just pray, Lord, that your will be done, oh, Father, regarding his wallet that he lost, oh, Father, that his ID will be able to be mailed back to him, or I don't know, someone will get in touch with him to send back his wallet, oh, Father, but we know many people are without job, without money, and they would nowadays take and steal stuff. Even I'm hearing people are taking people grocery when they come out the store, following them home, Lord. Help us, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, to be wise. Help us to be concerned and help others where we see they need help and pray for them and intercede, oh, Lord. Have mercy, have mercy. This world, oh, Lord, it's coming to an end, and we will see all type of things happening around us. We will see debt, oh, Father, and you said it shall not come by us. Only with our eyes shall we behold. Oh, Lord, help us to stand truthful and faithful to you, oh, Lord. I know some will be laid to sleep for whatever reason, Lord, but I ask, oh, Father, I prayed, oh, Lord, that they will have accept you as their personal Savior, that they will be sealed, oh, Lord, which is the settling into the truth, oh, Lord. Thank you for Sister Powell and for her faithfulness and for her praising you and thanking you, even though the passing of a niece and also a dear friend as a sister, oh, Father. Thank you for the love. I thank you for the peace that you have given her, knowing that this too shall pass, Lord. Thank you for her nephew, oh, Lord, that's praising you, Lord. Damien, oh, Father, and his sisters, his sibling, and the rest of the family, oh, Father, that they will come into a loving relationship with you, that they will give their hearts to you, seeing that we don't have a lot of time, oh, Father. I pray for our children, our those that have grandchildren, brothers and sisters, niece and nephew, fathers, mothers, even my grandmother, Lord, aunts, cousins, friends, enemy, neighbors, brothers and sisters in the faith, Lord. We lift them up that you will have mercy upon them. And a special prayer for Sister Leola. She was so happy when I talked to her about they having their property and how things are coming together. And now this has happened to her husband. I pray that he is safe from the accident, that he did not get, hurt. Oh, Father, have mercy, oh, Father. Have mercy upon Brother Ray. I ask that you will forgive him. I ask that you will help them, oh, Father. Help them, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will give their hearts to you, that they will submit to your will, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will call upon you so that they can be saved. Only through the name of Jesus that we can be saved, no other name. And we just thank you for interceding. We thank you for blessing them, oh, Father. None is perfect, oh, Father. But you see us where we are, and you say, come unto me. Come, my child. Come, my son, my daughter. Come into the fold and accept me as your Savior, Lord. We do that tonight, Lord. Bless the speaker in the mark way. Fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Help him, oh, Father. Be with him in a mark way, the ministry in Arkansas, his family, the brethren, the missionary that's down there in Arkansas, the community, oh, Father. Please, Lord, continue to pour blessing upon them and give them the strength and endurance to be able to persevere, Lord, for you and for your glory, for your honor, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. We glorify, we magnify your name. And we thank you again, Father, because you said you have given us everything that belongs to you, Lord. And we accept it, Lord. We accept your promises. We accept all that you have told us, oh, Lord, because you are not like men that you should lie, Father. And you are a true God. And you are a holy God. And we are waiting for you, Lord. Please help us to be holy as you are. Help us, oh, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll see if Brother Yudi is on. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to say, blessed Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Truly, blessed Sabbath when we can come together again and praise the Lord and worship him and give him give others our testimonies and pray for others and intercede. And, you know, just it's just joyful. Yeah, so I just thank the Lord for each and every one of you. Amen. So I will check again to see if Brother Yudi's on. He said he'll be coming on 8:30. So we can get a Sabbath evening message before we retire to our bed. I know when it gets dark early, I tend to get tired really quick as the night, you know, the body needs rest. As it gets dark, we all need to get our proper rest, you know, adhere to the law of health so that we can be refreshed for tomorrow, to be zealous in the Lord and his word as we minister to others at church, in our community, in our home, on WhatsApp, on YouTube, on the conference line, whatever it is that where we meet. Let us be zealous. Let us study to show ourselves approved, and let us be ready. And I'll play a song just before he comes on. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed. Child and
Should be coming on right now. And pray that everyone is in good health and in strength and taking your herbs, whether it be oregano, the flu balm with the onion, the garlic, the ginger, the lemon juice, some drops of oregano oil in it, some horseradish, cutting them up and taking a teaspoon daily. Amen. We got to keep our body. We got to be in health. Amen. As the word says, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So a reasonable service is to present our body a holy, living sacrifice unto God. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Yudi. Happy Sabbath. Brother Yudi, your line is now open.
Amen. Blessed Sabbath, Sister Carla. And thank you all for being on this line. It has been a busy week and ministering in the field. Last week, we visited a brother who was last Sabbath, who's was in the ICU with COVID-19, and that brother has since went to sleep. We were unable to go inside of the room because he was in a negative pressure room to pray with him. But we were able to pray with the whole hospital. So it was a blessing to see what the Lord had done as the enemy was even trying to keep us there. We also had another visit with three others that were suffering from COVID-19. In addition to, we had a visit with one of the women, Betty, that I would like for you to keep her in prayer, who was 500 pounds, and she is in a room, unable to walk, unable to leave her home. Many of individuals came in through the ministry of the Tree of Life, which is essentially the Advent Light ministry. And we have been able to minister unto them. The young lady came yesterday and began to weep and said, I want someone to pray for me. And we knelt down and began to pray. And one of our sisters came in and talked with her. She was very distraught and distressed. I'm saying that to say this as we open up tonight with a very short lesson study. I'm going to begin with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, as we open up your word, we pray for understanding. We pray for your Holy Spirit to be granted unto us so that we may understand the work that is necessary for us to do. even at this time. Please send us your Holy Spirit. Thank you for those who are on. Thank you for those who are waiting to hear a word from you. Father, anoint my lips with hot coals from your altar. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. We also were invited to speak at the Pius Cancer Center, which is the support house to the hospital, where they help to educate those who have cancer and various ailments. So we have been invited to come to the Merck Family Education Center on Aging, and Tree of Life is going to be going there. And this is, again, another house that is affiliated with the hospital. And what we're going to be doing there is doing short demonstrations on how to cook healthy. And we have been invited to speak for the whole month of 2022, beginning in January of 2022. So we would like for you to keep that in prayer. Notice what this says as we open up the Bible and the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 26. The Bible says, "For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Also in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5, notice what the Bible says. Exodus 19, verse 5. The Bible tells us in Exodus 19, verse 5, "Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar people unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine." Amen. So notice what the Bible is saying, that God says the whole earth is his. I want to get one more scripture in Psalms 24, verse 1, in light of the Sabbath. It says in Psalms 24, verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." So now this is brought to us. This becomes individual. Not only is the earth the Lord and the fullness thereof, but also we are told that the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof is the Lord, and they that dwell therein. So now it is personal. So now this becomes personal. So notice what the Bible is saying, that those that dwell in the earth belong to who? Belongs to the Lord. So now we're going to Luke chapter 15, verse 4. Luke chapter 15, verse 4. And I will begin in Luke 15, verses 1 for the sake of context. Luke 15, verse 1. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 1, it says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you," here's the question, "having 100 sheep, he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is what? Lost, until he finds it. So here's the question that Christ is asking each and every one of us tonight. In light of the fact that we know the earth belongs to him, not only the earth, but they that dwell in the earth. They that dwell in the earth belongs unto the Lord. And so the Bible says that what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it. And notice what it says next. And when he had found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. And then it says in verse 7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be where? In heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over the 99 just persons which needeth no repentance. So notice that there's a language, a parable that this parable is teaching, and that is the fact that God has a work for each and every one of us to do in saving those that are lost. Now let's go to Christ Object Lesson, page 191, paragraph 2. It says, how many of the wandering ones have you sought for? Now, that's a direct question. Now, we keep in mind, in early writings, we are told that there will be no starless crowns in heaven. All right? And what do the stars represent in the crowns? The stars are a representation of souls. They represent people. Let's go to Daniel chapter 12 and see if we can find that in the Word of God. Daniel chapter 12. And let's notice what the Bible says in Daniel chapter 12, beginning at verse 10. Daniel chapter 12, no, beginning at verse 10. The Bible says, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. Shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So the wise will understand, the wicked will not understand. But notice what it says in Daniel 12, verse 3 now. The Bible says in Daniel 12, verse 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. So who will shine? They that are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So those that are turning individuals to righteousness are those that are doing the work of saving the lost sheep. Those who are leaving the 99 to go rescue the perishing. Those who are not hiding in their homes because of COVID-19, because we are told that if we are scared, go home. God has given us a remedy. He has given us the health message. He has given us power over diseases. And unless it's either we believe the word of God or we don't. It's either we believe that the masks are going to help us or we don't. It's either we believe that God is going to help us or the vaccines and these things that the world is offering. And so notice what the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse number 1, Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. The Bible says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against what? Unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. So when God had called his 12 disciples, he gave them power over what? Over all manner of diseases. You need to underscore that word all, because all means all. And when Jesus said that text, guess what? He saw COVID-19. He saw the future. God is able to see the end from the beginning. So therefore, COVID-19 did not take him by surprise. So notice what we are told in Christ's object lessons. How many of the wandering ones have you sought for and brought back to the fold? When you turn from those who seem unpromising and unattractive, do you realize that you are neglecting the souls for whom Christ is seeking? Well, continuing, verse 192, paragraph 1, Christ's object lessons. Angels pity these wandering ones. So who are the angels? Are pitying the lost souls? Your next door neighbor, the person that you are working with, you have not spoke about Christ. Angels are pitying these lost souls. Angels are weeping while human eyes are dry and hearts are closed to pity. Is your heart closed to the pity of those that you see each day who are getting ready to be lost? Do you understand that if you truly believe this message, everyone that you come in contact with, you would be telling them what's getting ready to happen? If we really had the Spirit of God, we could not keep this to ourselves. We would have to share with others what is getting ready to take place. Because the world, to a great degree, people that I'm meeting are saying, I know something is going to happen. I know something does not seem right, but I cannot put my hands on it. So individuals are being convicted, my friends, that these times in which we are living are not regular and normal times. So notice what it says, continuing. Every soul whom Christ has rescued is called to work in his name for the saving of the lost. Has Christ rescued you? Then if Christ has rescued you, then you should be working towards the saving of the lost. That is the work that we have been given to do. And the Bible says, let us work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. This is the work we have been given to do, to work and to seek they that are lost. It says, this work had been neglected in Israel. Is it not neglected today by those who profess to be Christ's followers? The lost sheep is not brought back to the fold. It wanders until it perishes. And many souls go down to ruin for want of a hand stretched out to save. My friends, did you realize that many souls are going down to ruin? Did you realize that even tonight, last Sabbath, we went and prayed with this man in the hospital, in the ICU? We had to literally fight to get inside of there. I mean, we didn't fight, but we stood for 2 hours, and we would not let go until they had allowed us in to go pray. This was his religious liberty, right? There are souls, we are told, that are going down to ruin for want of a hand stretched out to save them. That woman that we met with, 500 pounds, unable to do anything on her own. She is ecstatic that we go and visit this woman This is a three-hour drive every Sabbath going to visit with this woman while she is in her home for no money, for no questions asked. And then she's also getting our meal plans. We send her meals, and she's unable to afford it. But we say, Lord, we are doing this medical missionary work, and you will provide for us. Times are tough. Times are hard. We are not rich. There are many people who think we are, because we are doing the medical missionary work. We're suffering. We are rescuing. We are making sacrifices for the purpose of bringing this message out. My friends, time is running out. Your bank account, the Lord will have to render, you will have to render account for what you did with that fund. You're going to have to render account for what you utilized the funds for. Every penny that we spent, we will give an account to God. And we will also have to give an account for the work that we might have done and did not do. For the individuals that we could have reached out to in mercy and grace with the message, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Notice what this says in Christ's Object Lessons, page 187, paragraph 4. The darker and more tempestuous the night, and the more perilous the way, the greater is the shepherd's anxiety, and the more earnest his search. He makes every effort to find that one sheep. So what does Jesus do? He makes every effort to find the one lost sheep. He makes every effort to find that one lost sheep. What effort are you making today? Who are you conducting visits with? Who are you conducting Bible studies with? What missionary are you supporting with your tithe and your offering? And yes, I said tithe, because there's a misconception in the church that your tithe needs to go to a certain place. Okay? When those who are doing the work are suffering for lack of help, who are you supporting? Who are you praying for? Is it just your family, your wife, your children, and then you're not incorporating these lost souls into the work? My friends, the Bible says, if we try to save ourselves, we will perish. But if we lose our life, we shall gain it. We shall gain it. Neither. So, my friends, so what does that take us? Notice what it says in the Spirit of Prophecy. It says, "And only in humble reliance upon God, only in humble reliance upon God can we do this work. Not by might, nor by strength, but by his Spirit," says the Lord. It is only by his Spirit that we can do this work. So the Lord, my friend, is seeking to reach out to those that are lost. He is seeking to enter into the hearts of those who are willing to receive him. The Bible says in John 1, verse 12, "As many as receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Verse 13 says, "Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God." We have to be born of God. We have to be born from above. We have to be born not of the flesh. We have to have a new experience. We have to have new thoughts, new ideas, new motive, new action in order for us to be accepted and beloved. Christ's Object Lessons, in this time of investigative judgment, the marriage. Christ is looking at the dress of his. He's investigating every spot. And Ephesians 5 says that the church that will be saved will not have any spot, nor wrinkle, nor any such a thing. And that the church will be without blemish and without spot. I pray that this is our desire and our fulfillment by the grace of God. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Impress upon our minds the work that we have locked, that we are lacking. Impress upon our mind the work that we have neglected, rather, to do in this time of trouble, in this time of investigative judgment, in this time of the earth being on the brink of collapse, calamities by land and by sea. No good thing, you said, will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. Have mercy upon us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Yudi. Thank you for that message. It was powerful. And we have to search your heart to see where we're lacking. What, you know, Lord, what would you have me to do? And, you know, like as you said, we have to support the work, which in whatever ways we can, you know, with our tithes, with our donations, with our prayer, with our helping hands. We should be supporting the work. And brothers and sisters, please reach out. If this ministry has blessed you, if you would like to support, you know, let Brother Yudi, Sister Paula, or myself know so that they can continue to do the work with your blessings in whatever ways, because this is a work that needs funds, you know, for us to assist in any way we can. And we can share with others, you know, tell them about it too, if they see in their heart that they want to donate to a missionary work, to a work that's true, to a place that's doing the work of God, you know, disciples of God, missionary working down there. This is truly a work for the end time. So praise the Lord. Thank you again. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do truly thank you, Lord, because there's so many souls to be won, and we can only start where we're at, O Father, and we can pray, intercede. We can stand between the living and the dead, O Father, and claim them for your kingdom, O Father. You have given us power, Lord, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose, Lord. We all are called. You say, many are called, but few are chosen, O Father. And let us not be amongst those that are not chosen, but let us be amongst those that are chosen and called and working for you in whatever spirit that we can. We thank you again. We praise you, Father. We glorify, we magnify your name, Lord. Be with our children, be with our loved one, be with our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, clients, Lord, each and every one that we come in contact with, Lord. May you bless them, Lord, as we go to the store, to the highway and the byway, and tell them about your soon coming, O Father, so that they can accept the message, so that they can accept you as your personal Savior. Amen. We thank you ever so much, Lord. Please give us a good night rest. In Jesus' name, amen.